Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
How thankful we are that we can be here to worship the Lord.
非常感谢神能够在这里来崇拜他。
And we can only be here to worship the Lord because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们能够来这里崇拜主呢，是因为我们的主耶稣基督。
For the messages, every second Sunday of the month, we are doing on a series on knowing our church.
我们每个月的第二个主日的那一系列的讲道呢，主题是要认识我们的教会。
But before you can know our church, make sure you know Christ first.
但是在你可以认识教会之前，你要认识耶稣基督。
And I pray that all of you down here will really know Christ.
祷告你们当中的每一位都会真正的认识耶稣。
Why must we know Christ?
我们为什么要认识基督呢？
Because Christ is our Savior.
因为他是我们的救主。
And in Christ is our good news.
在主里面我们有好消息。
And the good news of Jesus Christ is that man need not have eternal condemnation, but he can have eternal life.
在主里面的好消息就是人不会不用永远被罪被定罪，能够得到永远的生命。
Eternal, why is man under threat of eternal condemnation?
为什么人要面临被永远定罪呢？
Well, because all men are sinners.
因为人都犯了罪。
And so therefore, a holy and just God must judge sin, and if our sins are not forgiven, we will be eternally condemned in the lake of fire.
因为一个圣洁公义的神必须要审判罪的。倘若我们的罪没有得到赦免呢，我们就要面临永远的审判，在火湖里。
But we have a loving God.
但是我们有一个爱我们的神。
And so we thank the Lord that He sent His only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to die in our place on the cross of Calvary.
为我们感谢神赐下他的独生子，代替我们死在加略山的十字架上。
And then He was buried.
然后他被埋了。
And then on the third day he rose again from the dead.
那么第三天他从死里复活了。
So that all who believe in him shall not have eternal condemnation, but have eternal life.
好让那些相信他的不会永远被定罪，反而得到永远的生命。
No longer are they enemies of God, but they are now part of the heavenly family.
他们不再是以神为敌了，反而是属于天家的一份子。
They can find true peace and joy in Christ Jesus.
他们能够在主耶稣基督里找到真正的喜乐和平安。
So before we talk about doing our church, first make sure you know Christ.
所以在谈到要认识教会之前，要确保你先认识基督。
It's a matter of great importance. Yes, it's a matter of life and death.
这是非常重要的，是关乎生和死的。
So I pray that all of you here will first come to understand this.
所以祷告在座的每一位首先要明白这一点。
Once we understand this, then the next thing that we need to know is to know our church.
一旦我们明白这一点呢，那么下一步呢，就是要来认识我们的教会。
Because once you become a Christian, you are part of God's church.
因为你一旦成为一个基督徒，你就是教会的一份子了。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是耶稣的身体。
And so far, we have been going through, firstly, with regards to the leaders of the church.
在这一系列的讲道呢，首先我们谈到教会的领袖。
We have covered the role of the pastor.
我们谈到牧师所扮演的角色。
The role of the pastor basically is that of a shepherd.
牧师呢，就是要做一个牧者。
He feeds the congregation with the word of God.
他要用神的话语来喂养神的子民。
He guards God's sheep.
他要保护羊群。
Even to the extent of his life.
甚至要献上他的生命也在所不惜。
And he does so by much prayer and by the preaching of God's word.
他这样做呢是通过很多的祷告并且来传讲神的话语。
And the Bible also describes the pastor as the teaching elder.
牧师也把圣经也把牧师形容为是一个教导的长老。
He both teach and he leads.
他不只要带领，他也来讲教导神的话语。
He sets the spiritual direction and he does his best by the grace of God to guide God people in the right way.
他也定下了教会的属灵的方向，并且通过神的恩典来引导神的子民。
And together with him, we have the ruling elder.
然后与牧师在一起的就有这个执政的长老。
So that you know, the affairs of the church in terms of administration can be well looked after.
就是教会在关乎行政方面的可以得到妥善的照顾。
No man can bear his bear this burden alone.
没有一个人能够独立的负起这个负担的。
So that's why in the church there is a plurality of elders.
因此在教会里我们需要众多的长老。
And in the last message, now we have enjoined everybody here to pray that the Lord will raise up such men among us.
那么在上一次的讲到了，我们也鼓励大家来祷告，好让神在我们当中兴起这样的人。
But not only do we need elders, but we also need deacons.
但是我们不只需要长老，我们也需要执事。
And you will realize that in the Bible Presbyterian Church, we also have deacons serving alongside with the elders and the pastor.
哦，你会发现在笃信圣经长老会的教会里，我们有执事，他是与长老一起来侍奉的。
And this is something that is biblical.
那在教会里有执事呢，是属乎圣经的。
Because we read in 1 Timothy chapter 3 of firstly the elders, and then after that there is also the qualification of the deacons.
因为在提摩太前书第三章呢，我们读到了首先是做长老的条件，然后就谈到做执事的条件。
But the passage we're going to examine today is not 1 Timothy chapter 3. We want to go back to the book of Acts chapter 6, whereby we have the appointment of the first deacons.
今天我们所要探讨的不是提摩太前书，我们要来看使徒行传第六章，我们看到早期执事如何被委任。
Because we want to understand who exactly is a deacon and what is the purpose of a deacon.
因为我们要了解谁到底谁是执事呢，那么为什么教会要有执事？
Why is it necessary for the church to have deacons?
为什么教会需要有执事？
Now in Acts chapter 6 occurred very shortly after Pentecost.
使徒行传第六章呢所记载的是在五旬节之后的。
Pentecost was the start of the local church witness.
五旬节呢就是当地教会见证的开始。
The first church in the first local church witness was established in Jerusalem.
第一个当地教会的见证呢是在耶路撒冷被建立的。
And as the word of God was preached, slowly the church in Jerusalem grew.
当神的话语被传开呢，在耶路撒冷的教会呢，人数就加增了。
Now, as you know, as an organization grows, the more people there are, the more problems will arise.
你知道一个机构如果它人数增加呢，问题就会多了。
And so very soon, there was an issue that came about in Acts chapter 6.
很快的在就有一件事情发生了，我们可以在使徒行传第六章读到。
Acts chapter 6 verse 1 tells us, and in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration.
使徒行传第六章一节告诉我们，那时门徒增多，有说希利尼化的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Now, there were two groups of Jews down here.
这里呢有两群犹太人。
There were one group of Jews, they are those who speak Hebrew.
一群犹太人呢是说希伯来话的。
But there were also another group of Jews that spoke only Greek.
另外一群犹太人呢他们只讲希腊文。
Now, why were there these two different groups?
为什么会有这两组不同的人呢？
Because in those days, the children of Israel, they were scattered around the world.
因为当时候以色列子民呢是分散在世界各地的。
It's not like today, you know, we have the modern nation of Israel.
不像现在我们有这个国家以色列。
The modern nation of Israel was only reformed in 1948.
以色列这个国家是再一次被重组的，只在1948年。
In those days, Israel the Israelites were scattered, right? And why were they scattered? Well, because they have sinned against God, and it was God's judgment on them.
而在使徒行传那时候呢，犹太人是分散各地的。为什么被分散呢？因为他们得罪了神。
And so on certain festivals, you have the Jews gathering from various parts of the world to Jerusalem in order to worship God.
因此在某一些节日呢，分散在世界各地的犹太人就来到耶路撒冷来崇拜神。
And so when the first local witness was formed in Jerusalem, there were two groups of Jews. One knew Hebrew, but the other one did not know Hebrew.
So, 因此在当地第一个被见证的当地教会就是见证呢，就是在耶路撒冷，所以就有两群犹太人呢，一群懂希伯来文，一群不懂。
And you know how language can sometimes be a barrier in terms of administration.
我们发现呢，言语很多时候是在做行政方面的一个障碍。
So soon there arose some complaints, right? And these complaints has to do with widows.
那很快就有人发怨言了，这些怨言是关乎他们的寡妇。
Those Jews who speak only Greek, they claim that their widows were not cared for.
那些只说希腊话的犹太人的怨言就是他们说他们的寡妇没有被妥善的照顾。
They were not given their daily ministration of food.
在每天的供给上，就是供应给他们的食物呢，寡妇没有得到这些食物。
Now in those days, in the church, because it was only one local witness, you will realize that they shared their goods among themselves.
那么当时呢，在教那时只有一个见证，当地的一个见证，那么他们就凡事公用了。
Of course, later on, when there were many churches in the world, this was not possible.
后来有更多的教会呢，这样的做法就不成了，不能够这么做了。
But when there was one church, well, they did their best to try and share all these things among themselves.
当时他们只有一个教会，所以他们所拥有的都彼此分享。
And they also tried their best to help the widows that were among them.
他们也竭力帮助在他们当中的那些寡妇。
And of course, these widows, they were not the rich widows, they were the poor widows.
而这些寡妇呢，不是富裕的，是那些很贫穷的寡妇。
But down here, there's an accusation that the widows that speak only Greek, they were not well looked after.
而这里就有一个指控了，就是说那些只会说希腊话的寡妇呢，并没有得到他们应当得的那些供给。
They were not being served in the Lord.
他们在主里并没有得到所应该的那些照顾。
And so this complaint reached the ears of the 12 apostles.
这样的抱怨呢，那些十二个门徒就听到了。
And it became an issue because if they were to look after this problem, then it would distract them from the main task which the Lord has called them to do.
这个课题呢，就是对他们来说是一个问题，因为如果他们去照顾这些行政上的问题呢，就会忽略了神给他们那个比较重要的工作。
And that is why the 12 told the disciples this in verse 2. He says, they said, right, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
所以第二节呢，这十二个使徒就告诉那些门徒说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
And the reason why they said this was because the Lord has appointed them into the ministry to be wholly devoted, right, to the ministry of prayer and of the word.
他们会这样说呢，因为神已经委任他们了，要全心全意的在祷告和传道上要尽全力。
Now, please understand that when the 12 apostles say that, that it is not reason that they should serve tables, they are not trying to say that the widows should be neglected.
我们要了解到这个十二个使徒说他们去管理饭食不是不合宜的。并不代表他们认为呢，寡妇是应当被忽略。
Nor is it unimportant.
也不代表这个管理饭食是不重要的。
In fact, the word used to describe this ministration by the apostles is literally the word need.
事实上要管理饭食呢，使徒形容它为是一个需要的。
But if they spend all their time thinking about how to administer food in an appropriate manner to the widows, then there is no time for them to preach, neither was there time to pray.
但是如果他们把所有的时间都花在对寡妇的饭食上呢，他们就没有时间祷告和去传道了。
And that was something which the Lord has specially appointed them to do.
而他们这十二个使徒原是被神委任了要去传道和祷告的。
Applying to our current context now in these times.
我们把这样一个原则用在我们现在的状况。
The one who is appointed to be the pastor, who is also called a teaching elder, well, his main task is to make sure that God's people are well fed and to pray for them.
神委任给牧师，就是那个教导的长老呢，首要的任务就是要去传道，来喂养神的羊群。
And that's the task which God has given him to do, and he cannot forsake it.
这个任务是神所交托给他的，他不能够忽略。
And it's for no other one but the teaching elder.
这样的一个任务呢，是交给牧师，也就是那个教导的长老。
But yet at the same time, it is also true that with regards to all the affairs of the church, like, he needs to care for these things.
但是事实上，教会的许多事务呢，牧师也要关心的。
That is why with regards to all the ministries in the church, the pastor is naturally the ex officio of all these ministries.
这也是为什么教会的所有的事工呢，牧师也是当中的领导者。
But if it's to look into everything, there will certainly be no time to prepare sermons, there will be certainly no time to pray, then in all these areas, right, God's people will be deprived, right, of spiritual feeding.
但是如果牧师要照顾到所有的细节呢，那么他当然就没有时间去准备讲道和祷告了，那么在这方面呢，就会忽略了。
And so, therefore, it's very necessary to have men to join in, to assist and to support in this area.
因此非常需要其他的人来加入在这方面呢，来配合，来帮忙。
Yes, these will be men who are gifted by the Lord in the area of ministration.
而这些男士呢，神给予他们这个恩赐，他们能够做好行政的工作。
In fact, the word for deacon is the word for service or servant.
事实上，执事这个词的意思呢，就是仆人的意思。
Not really 仆人 but
来侍奉别人的。
Closer to that.
比较接近，就是不是仆人，而是要去服侍别人的。
Because there are two words for service. One word for service is a general word for service.
因为在圣经里谈到侍奉呢，有两个词，一个是一般性的用法
，and the other one is a service, serving as a bond slave.
那么另外一个呢，就是作为奴隶的。
This word for deacon, the word for service, is the first one, the general term for service.
而执事呢，这个词呢，是第一个词的那个用法，就是一般性的，只是服侍别人的。
And so, what is the deacon supposed to do?
那一个执事到底要做什么呢？
When it comes to things pertaining to ministration, the deacons are supposed to assist the pastor, the board of elders, especially in these areas.
在关乎教会的不同事工呢，执事就是要帮助长老和牧师了。
They are to be in support of this work.
他们要支持牧师和长老在教会的不同事工。
So that the pastor can be relieved of his burden and he can concentrate well in his pastoral duties.
好让牧师可以把精神集中在他作为牧师的那些任务上。
And that the ruling elders also can have have their burdens lessened and then they can rule effectively in the church.
还有执政的长老呢，他们的负担也会减轻，能够更有效的在教会里照顾做执政的工作。
So understand firstly the need of the deacon and what is his role.
首先我们就要明白为什么需要这个执事，还有执事所扮演的角色是什么。
The role of a deacon is to support the elders and the pastors.
执事所要做的就是支持长老和牧师。
And their focus is exactly the purpose of them is for administration, exactly as is what is represented in the word deacon.
他们所要关乎的就是这个词所告诉我们的，就是在教会的各个行政上。
In fact, the word deacon is a straightforward derivation from the actual Greek word. The actual Greek word is diakonos.
那执事呢，就是直接的从它的根字啊，希腊文啊而取出来的。
That is to serve.
意思就是要去服侍。
In fact, this word is found in two important verses here in Acts chapter 6.
那么这个词也可以在《使徒行传》第六章可以找到。
The first one is the word 供给。
首先是在第六章第一节供给上。
That's the first time it occurs. And then the second time it occurs is the word serve tables. And I believe that for serve tables, it should be 管理饭食 the word 管理 that is the word for serve.
所以这个服侍呢，在《使徒行传》六章呢，一共出现两次。第一次在第一节供给这个词这两个字，第二次呢是在第二节管理这两个字。
So to serve, and that's what the deacon's purpose is for.
执事的任务就是要去服侍的。
To support in these areas so that the pastors and the elders can concentrate on what the Lord has called them primarily to do.
在供给和管理上来支持长老和牧师，好让牧师和长老可以专注于神，委任他们的工作。
And this is very important. Do not slight this.Importance of sticking and of being in support of the leadership.
而这个角色的是非常重要的，不要轻看他们，只是作为一个支持的一个角色。
One of the things I'm very thankful for was that in the national service, in my second stint of national service, I was called to the signals formation.
那我很感谢神呢，在我第二次去国民服役的时候呢，我是做讯号兵的。
No, when it comes to national service, I am definitely not cut out to be a leader.
那么在国民服役呢，我肯定是不能当领袖的。
And there are some that are very good to be army officers. I don't think I'm ever called to be in that role.
有些非常好，他们能够做军官，但是我肯定不能做这样的工作。
Don't follow me to fight a war. I think you will lose that battle.
不要跟着我去打仗，肯定你会打输仗的。
But some people, when it comes to these things, the Lord has granted them good skill and leadership in these areas.
但是有些人呢，神给他们很好的技巧和做官长的那些天分，所以他们能够做得很好。
So when I was called to the signals formation, I was actually very happy because I think that this vocation suited me very much.
因此在国民服役呢，我被招做讯号兵，我觉得这个岗位非常适合我，很高兴。
And I was really very thankful for the Lord. Now the first time when I was in national service, I was not yet a Christian. Then I disrupted for studies, and by the time I entered back into army to serve the remaining years of national service, at that time I was a Christian.
因为我第一次被招入国民服役的时候还不是个基督徒，我就中断了我的国民服役，我去念书了。念完书之后呢，我第二次在完成我的国民服役的时候，我已经是一个基督徒了。
So I was very happy that the Lord has placed me in this formation because this, when you talk about signals, it's really a group that support operations.
那我非常感谢神让我做这个岗位，就是做一个讯号兵。因为一个讯号兵的责任呢，它主要是要做支持的一个岗位。
Because when you talk about signals, you are talking about communication.
因为当你谈到讯号的时候，就是兵士之间的那个沟通。
Your job is to make sure that a communication, a message, passes securely from.One person to another person.
你的工作就是要确保一个信息很安全的从一个人传达到另外一个人。
But if this communication fails, what can happen in war?
但是如果这样的一个沟通呢，不能够做到，在战争的时候会发生什么事呢？
You can lose the whole war. Everything collapses.
那你可能会打输仗了，整个事情就崩溃了。
And for me, I would remember one of the exercises in which I was involved in.
那么对我来说，我可以记得当中的一个很大型的一个行动。
In this exercise, I was called to let me think of how to make it easier for you to translate.
在这个大型行动呢，牧师要想一想怎么样讲呢比较容易翻译。
I was called to be in the role of making a connecting radio station.
那么我的任务呢，就是要把两个电台的波连接起来。
Here there is markers you can draw.
这里有马克笔，我可以把它画下来。
Okay, here you have station A, station B, and station C.
所以这里你有三个站 ，A 站、B 站和 C 站。
Now, the circle represents the range of the signal.
那个圈圈呢，就代表那个讯号的范围。
Now, if you have just A and A wants to communicate with C, you realize from this picture that A cannot reach C.
那你会发现，如果 A 要传达信息给 C 呢，是不能够做的，因为它的范围不能够达到 C。
So how?
那要怎么办呢
？You need a connecting station.
你要当中有一个可以连接 A 和 C 的在那里。
The connecting station is B.
那个连接 A 和 C 的就是 B 站了。
I hope this is clear.
我希望这是很清楚的。
And I was asked to be B.
那我的任务呢，就是要做 B 站。
You know, one particular thing about being connecting station B is that after you set up the station, you don't even know whether or not you are successful or not.
那作为一个 B 站呢，其中一个比较奇异的地方就是你设立了整个设备。但是你不能够确定是否把信息传达到。
No, because when A talk to C, during that particular exercise, you who are B, you don't even know whether the communication actually reached C.
因为在那个行动当中，当 A 与 C 沟通的时候，你其实不能够确定那个信息是否有传 ，A 是否有把信息传到 C 那里。
So what I had to do was that I had to set up B, and then for the rest of the exercise, I just sat down and wait.
那么我的任务，我只能够把整个 B 的装置设立好，然后整个行动呢，我就坐在那里等了。
Quite a thankless task because you sat down alone and then there's nobody around you.
我是一个相当吃力不讨好的工作，因为你只坐在那里自己单独的一个人。
But if you did not do your job well, the entire exercise should fail.
但是你如果不把工作做好呢，整个行动就会失败了。
A cannot talk to C.
A 站就不能够跟 C 谈话了。
And then, what happens? Everything falls.
那怎么办呢？那一切就会崩溃了。
Well, B is not the commander.
那 B 呢？不是将领。
A is talking to C. A is the commander. He talks to C, who may be another commander.
A 是将领 ，C 也可能是，所以 A 和 C 彼此间在沟通。
B is only there in support.
B 只是在那里做支持的工作。
But if B is not there, what happens?
但是如果 B 不在那里，会发生什么事呢
？Everything falls.
那整个事情就不能成立了。
This is why the deacon is so important.
这为什么执事是非常重要的
？So the deacon, you know, in his role of administration, really serves to support like the pastor and the elder to do their work. And when he does so, this work can thrive.
因此。执事呢，在做支持的工作，就是支持牧师和长老的工作的时候呢，他的角色非常重要，因为唯有他做得很好呢，整个事情才会很兴旺。
And that is why, when we look for deacons, we must look for deacons that are truly qualified.
因此，我们要找执事呢，要找到真正符合条件的人。
And here in the Bible, in verse 3,you will see the qualifications of these deacons.
那在《使徒行传》六章三节呢，就会看到做执事的条件了。
And of course, if you want to look further into detail in these qualifications, you may also look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, but we will not today. We will not do so today due to a lack of time.
那如果你要更加了解一个做执事的条件，你可以在提摩太前书三章找到。但是今天我们不会看提摩太前书三章，因为时间的关系。
Now the first qualification is a man of honest report.
那做执事的第一个条件就是他要有好名声。
Now I know in the Chinese it means a good name.
那在中文的翻译呢，就是有一个好的名声。
But it is more than just a good name.
但是执事的要求不只是一个好名声而已。
No, it's not like, it's, when we talk about a good name, we're not talking about a good name in terms of being somebody in the world.
所谓的好名声呢，不代表他在社会上是有头有脸的人。
Or that he is somebody that is very popular among men.
或者是他是广受欢迎的人。
Or even popular among the congregation.
甚至是在会众里他是一个受欢迎的人。
No, this is not what we are talking about when we say that a person has a good name.
不是的，当我们说一个人有好名声，不是指这一切。
But we're talking about how, when in a person's life, his testimony for Christ is one that is good.
而是说，在他生命里，他为主所做的见证是好的。
And he has proven himself to be honest, in doing things.
他也证实了自己是一个诚实的人，在他所做的一切。
Honest in the sight of God and honest in the sight of man.
在神和人眼中呢，都是一个诚实的人。
And so that was the first qualification.
这是第一个条件。
Second qualification, talks about a person being one who is full of the Holy Ghost.
第二个条件就是他必须是被圣灵充满的。
And this really covers a lot of things.
那这就包含了很多东西。
What does it mean to be full of the Holy Ghost?
被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
Well, that means you are always walking in God's word.
就是你常常在主的话语里行走。
And that you are depending upon the Holy Ghost, to serve Christ Jesus.
你也完全的仰赖圣灵来侍奉主耶稣基督。
A person who is full of the Holy Ghost is somebody who is empowered by Him.
一个被圣灵充满的人就能够得到圣灵所给予的力量。
So that in his life he bears the fruit of the Spirit.
那么在他生命里就能结圣灵的果子。
And that in his life, in whatever decision that he makes, it is according to God's Holy Word.
在他生命里，凡他所做的一切决定呢，都是根据神的话语的。
He is a person who is spiritually mature.
他是一个属灵上成熟的人。
Spiritually stable.
那属灵上也是稳定的。
So that's what we mean by full of the Holy Ghost.
因此，当我们说被圣灵充满，就是这个意思了。
And then after that, wisdom.
接下来的条件就是他是智慧充足的人。
Of course, when we talk about wisdom here, we are not talking about, worldly wisdom, but heavenly wisdom.
这里的智慧不是属世的智慧，而是属天的智慧。
And when we talk about wisdom, it must be differentiated from the word knowledge.
那智慧跟知识呢是有分别的。
This is not just a person with knowledge.
他不只是一个有知识的人。
But he is a person who is able to apply this knowledge correctly.And pleasing in the sight of God in life.
而是他是一个能够正确的运用这些知识，并且能够获得神悦纳的人。
Big difference.
很大的差别。
Well, a person may be one who is full of knowledge.
一个人可能是充满着知识的。
For example, if you ask him or her a lot of questions concerning Christianity, the person may be able to answer.
可能你问他关于基督教许多问题，他很可能可以回答。
They may score A during an exam.
在考试的时候可以考到 A.
But whether or not that person has wisdom is another question.
但是这个人是否有智慧呢？是另外一个问题。
Whether when things happen, a person can discern what is good and what is evil is another question.
当事情发生，这个人是否能够分辨何为好，何为恶的？那是另外一个问题了。
And then whether or not the person is willing to stand with that which is right is also another question.
还有这个人是否愿意站在对的那一边呢？也是另外一个问题。
You are only able to stand on that which is right if you are full of the Holy Ghost.
如果你是被圣灵充满的，你就能够站在对的那一边了。
So this is what qualifies for a person to be a deacon.
是一个要做执事的人必须符合这些条件。
Again, you realize that, these qualifications, they are spiritual qualifications, just like that of the elder.
你会发现呢，这些条件都是属灵的条件，就好像长老的一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because even when it comes to the administration of, these things in the church,they are, all things must always be done according to spiritual principles.
因为教会所有的一些事物，包括行政上的，都是要符合属灵的原则的。
And so unless a person has a spiritual mind, he cannot, he or she cannot make these good spiritual decisions.
因此，除非一个人有这个属灵的一个想法，他所做的决定呢，就不能够是一个好的。
And would tend to view things and do things according to the way of the world.
那么如果他不是被圣灵充满，他所想的、所做的，就完全是根据世界上的人的想法而做的。
So therefore, it is important, especially with regards to the, in this case, the deacons, that they must fulfill these qualifications.
因此是非常重要的，做执事必须要符合这些条件。
And so, basically, what we are looking at spiritually qualified men.
因此我们所要找到的就是那些属灵上符合这些条件的男士。
And not just spiritually qualified, but also spiritually mature.
在属灵上要符合条件，在属灵上也必须是成熟的。
Must not be a novice, must be spiritually well-grounded in the Holy Scriptures.
不是一个新手，必须是完完全全扎根在神的话语上。
And also one who is consistent in living the Christian life.
还有一个人，他的所过的基督徒的生活是一致的。
And when we have such a deacon in place, what is the result?
那当我们有这样的执事在教会的时候呢，我们会看到怎样的果效呢？
Well, you look at verse 7. Verse 7 is the result.
那第七节就告诉我们会有怎样的果效了。
And here God's word says, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly.And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
第七节告诉我们，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目将增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
So you realize down here, when the apostles have men whom they can trust to help them in this area, they were able to fulfill their primary task which God has given to them without worry.
我们发现呢，使徒有这些符合。条件的执事帮助他们呢，他们就能够全心全意集中在神委任他们的工作上。
And what happened? Well, the church grew.
然后果效就是什么呢？就是教会的人数会增加了。
And that is why, please understand how important deacons are with regards to the church.
这也是为什么我们要了解做执事在教会是何等重要的。
And No, as pastor, it is my prayer that the Lord would raise up more deacons from our midst.
作为牧师呢，我的祷告就是神会兴起更多的执事在我们的教会。
Yeah, not just deacons, but elders, right? You have heard in the message 1 month ago.
不只是执事，还有长老，上一个月的讲道，大家也听到了。
But before they can become an elder, they need to serve at least two terms as a deacon, right?
但是当他们还做他们要做长老之前呢，必须执行两期的执事
，at least
至少。
And not everyone who is called to be a deacon is called to be a pastor, called to be an elder.
而不是每一个被召做执事的，也被召做长老。
And we need more of such men, and we pray that the Lord will raise such men from among you.
我们需要更多这样的人，我们也祷告神会在我们当中兴起更多这样的人。
And when we have the right men, the Lord will richly bless the witness of the church.
当我们有这样的男士的时候，神会大大的祝福这个教会的见证。
So I pray that all of you down here will understand the role of the deacon.
所以我的祷告是大家能够明白一个执事所扮演的角色。
The role of the deacon to support the elders in terms of administration.
只是要来支持长老在教会的行政工作和其他事务上。
Take note is support, assist, not override.
记得执事的任务呢，就是要支持，而不是超越了长老。
But as according to God's word down here, right, to serve humbly.
而是要根据神在这里所告诉我们的话语，要谦卑的来服侍。
There were times in the church whereby in history, in church history, whereby everything was reversed, and then we have archdeacons, right, that rule in the church.
在教会的历史呢，有时候我们会发现会颠倒这个任务，有一些执事呢反而会 在教会里做领袖来决定一切。
Inevitably, those churches die.
不能够避免的，这个教会很快就会灭亡了。
And so we must make sure that when we come to our churches, right, we must understand the role of a deacon.
因此非常重要的，在关乎我们的教会，我们必须要明白一个执事的任务。
And you know, I've seen cases, even from as a young Christian of both types of deacons.
我在当我还是个年幼的基督徒的时候，我也看过两种不同的执事。
No, when the first issues occurred in the BB church, many of these issues were made by deacons who overrode their pastor.
那很多这些课题呢，当他首先浮上台面的时候呢，都是因为执事呢，他们就超越了牧师了。
I remember those days as a young man, how we were gathered, and then there would be deacons talking against the pastor, and soon the pastor was sacked.
我还记得当年呢，这些执事就会把我们这些年轻人招在一起，并且在背后说牧师的坏话，过后牧师就被辞掉了。
That was exactly how one of the reasons how True Life PP Church was formed.
这也是为什么真圣命堂会被成立。
But then, for every bad example, there were also good examples.
但是有坏的例子就有好的例子。
I've also seen how some deacons, they were used by the Lord. They quietly serve, but then all of us can see how the Lord was with them.
但是这些好的执事，我们看到他们如何安静的来服侍神。神也大大赐福给他们。
They help out in accounts.
他们在做账务上，他们帮助。
They help out in fellowship groups.
在团契，他们也帮忙。
They help out in church camp.
在教会的营会，他们也帮忙。
In fact, I know of one deacon who is assigned on camp master.
事实上，我知道有一个执事呢，是长期做经营的营长。
You ask anybody to be a camp master for 1 year. After that, they say the next year, please give me a break.
任何人被委任做查经营的营长，第二人就说请让我暂时休息。
But this deacon, I think he signed on camp master. Until today, he's still doing that role.
但是这个执事不同，他每一年都会做营长，直到现在。
And I can see how when these deacons they serve the Lord, not only bless their service.
我可以看到这些执事当他们在侍奉的时候，神如何赐福给他们的侍奉。
But also bless the church.
也赐福给教会。
So we pray for such men among you.
因此我们要祷告，在我们当中有这样的人。
May the Lord give us deacons.
愿主赐给我们执事。
And I believe that the Lord will.
我相信主也会这么做。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We thank thee how you have been so gracious to all of us in Tabernacle BB Church.
感谢你对我们在帐户堂的每一位是如何的充满恩典的。
You have led us all these years.
你这么多年都带领了我们。
And has granted us leaders that have led us even to follow thee.
也赐下领袖，让这些领袖带领我们来跟随你。
We pray, O Lord, that you will continue to keep the leaders faithful unto thee.
我们祷告你会帮助这些领袖继续的对你忠心。
And grant us even more men who will be able to serve in the leadership.
也帮助我们能够有更多的这样的人来加入做教会的领袖。
Qualified men.
有符合你资格的人。
Matured men.
成熟的人。
Men who are called by thee even into this area of service.
那些被你招的来是在这个岗位上侍奉的。
And may the Lord continue to bless the testimony of Tabernacle BB Church.
愿主愿意的赐福给帐幕堂的见证。
This we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.